samach bavet im shel shem mate. So what do you do when you bring the other one? So if the one that had already been, we're talking about now, if after the hagrala, one of them died, so then you bring another one, your magriel, and you say, in the case where shel shem mate, you say, zeh shalav hagoral Hashem should now be in place of the one that died. And the other one, of course, it doesn't define what the other one is. Is it the other one of this group or the other one of the first group? But the other one should be a ra'eh achi yista'ev. As a matter of fact, why do we look inside this to me? Because we're going to be making diyukim in the Mishnah. Let's take a look once again at our Mishnah from we learned 2 days ago. So the Mishnah ends. So im shel shem mate, in the middle of the Mishnah. So then what do you say? You say the following. Ze shalav agorala shem yitkayim tachtav. Im shel azazel mate, what do you say? You say ze shalav agorala azazel yitkayim tachtav. Hasheni, I don't know what which sheni, but whatever sheni it is, yera'eh ad sheyistaye v'yimacher v'yipludam av l'nedava. The second one, the money can be given to a nedava, because even though normally I would have said that this is a chatat hameita, since it's a tzibur over here, in chatat tzibur meita. There's no din of the chamesh chataot meitot when it comes to a korban tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tamut, no, disagree. Actually, it should die even though it's a tzibur. Furthermore, now what the furthermore here is very not clear. The od amar Rabbi Yehuda, nishpach adam yamut hamishtaleach, meit hamishtaleach yishafech adam. How exactly is there another machloket over here besides the chatas tzibur tamut? This is, what is this, an expansion? No, it has to be done by hand. It doesn't, it just goes back. You want it to move away from Sabra Josh? Yeah, it doesn't work. So what do you do? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the chatas tzibur is meisa. Fine, you said that. Nishpach adam yamut hamishtaleach. Very good, you said that. Please do it, please. Meit hamishtaleach yishafech adam. So what exactly is different than what he's saying than what it was that he said before? There's obviously another point that he's saying. V'od amar Rabbi. Something else I disagree with. What exactly is the something else that he's adding? So this today is what the Gemara is going to be misovah. Omar Rav, what are we referring to when we say the second one? We're referring to the second one of the original Zug. So Sheni, Shebezug Rishon, I'm sorry, we're referring to the second one of the second, but the Sheni, Shebezug Rishon, Yikarev, the original one, will be Makriv. And what are we referring to when we say the Sheni? The Sheni, Shebezug Sheni, Yera'eh. So the one that I just set aside now, with the new Mishtaleach, in the, or with the new Lashem, in the new Goral, that is the one that I'm not going to use. I'm going to use the original animal, and it's the new one that I will use as the substitute. One or the other of the original group is left.
Got it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so the other one is the one that is going to be matched up, but the original one that's still alive, the survivor, will be used. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yireh. Oh no, says Rabbi Yochanan. The first one, which was nidche, because I couldn't use it when its mate died, it remains now nidche, and that one I'm not going to be able to use. So therefore, it should be a ra'eh, because it's a chatas tzibur, and it's not meita. Sheni shebezuk, sheni ikarev. But the new one should be brought. So in other words, we're going to match up, not the new one to the old one. We're going to use the two new ones, the ones that we just did agrala, except that the other one is going to not be allowed to die, but rather we'll wait till it gets a mum and we'll use its money for a korban nedava and we'll put it into the shofar that says l'nedama. But my kamifka, why are they arguing it? Rav savar ba'alei chayim einani dachim. Rav says, what's wrong with the first one? What's wrong with the original one? But the fact that when its mate that it had been now in Mugral with died, so I couldn't use it. Okay, so you couldn't use it during that time. You couldn't use it, true. But the moment that you now reattach this new one to it, through Agrala, now you can use it. So just because it was Nidcha for a little while means it's permanently Nidcha. Use it now. Why should you go take the new one if you have the old one? We'll see that Rav holds like Rav Yossi with the mitzvah of Barisha. Okay? So use the original one, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says you can't use the original one. Why? Because Baalei Chayim Nidachim, it's already useless, because having now been temporarily in a state where it's not usable because of the death of the other Mughral with which it was matched, there's no way to use it any longer. Where exactly is this based on? My time at the Rav. Why does Rav say Balei Chayim Einan Nidachim? Says Rav, how can you think even for a moment that Balei Chayim Nidachim? According to this, it would mean that no animal is kosher l'mizbeach. Because every animal during the first 7 days of its life is in roi to be mukrav al gabei mizbeach. So now you say, comes the 8th day. I'm sorry, it's too late. You were already nikter for the first 7 days of your life. You'll never be kosher again. Is that what you're going to think? So obviously, from the din of mechuser zman, it's clear that there's no such thing as balei chayim nidachim. So my time in the Rav, the yalek mechuser zman. Mechusar zman, lav af agav dash lo chazi. Is it not so that a mechuser zman, despite the fact that it's useless right now because it's not yet 8 days old, but nonetheless, ki hodan mirze, shatra lami. The moment that it becomes 8 days old, it now becomes royal agav mizbeach. No. So you see that the fact that something is in a state of temporary dichui doesn't mean that it's a permanent situation. So Achadami, why it's exactly the same thing over here? There was a period during which I wasn't able to use the Sar Mishtalayach because the Sar Lashem had died. Or I wasn't able to use the Sar Lashem because the Sar Mishtalayach had died. Now I bring a new one, I replace it, so now it's kosher again. What's the problem? Says the Gemara, wait, no comparison. The case of their Midami, Hatam Loit Chazik Klal. I mean, the fact that something hadn't yet entered into the pool of Korbanot. Fine, now it has. Now it's reached 8 days. But the other carbon was a carbon, defined as a carbon already, either Sir Lashem or Sir Lazazel. Something happened to it to make it unsuitable. That's a big difference than not having yet become suitable. So where it was turned unsuitable, there, that's called dichui. When it hasn't yet become roy, that's not called dichui. That's called dichui meikara. It hasn't yet arrived. Obviously, it's much more destructive to have been defined as roy, and then something went wrong, and now we're matrius, and now we pushed you away. In the other case, we simply haven't yet been makar of you. Therefore, you cannot bring a raya from a chusizman, which is dichui meikara, to our case, which is nira benitra. Was usable, now was pushed away. Now it's what it means. It's pushed away from the beginning. It's a terminology. It's a Gemara's terminology. So that can't be the riot. Okay, says the Gemara, you're right. Actually, it wasn't from Chusar Zman. But where does Rav learn it out from? Hainu time of the Rav. Do Yolev mi Baal Mumal there? Not from Chusar Zman. From a Baal Mumal there, an animal that already had been at the correct time. It's 8 days old. And it was about to be brought as a korban, and suddenly it gets a mum, which is going to be healed in another couple of days. When it heals, the Torah said it's kosher. So you see that the fact that it couldn't be used in the interim is not a problem. Obviously, therefore, balei chayim einan nidachim. Let's see that inside. Bal mum over, the case of a temporary mum. Lav apakav de lo chazi hashta. Is it not true that despite the fact that it's currently not usable, nonetheless, kadam yitzi shabri dami, but when it becomes healed, you could start using it now as carbon again. So hachanami lo shna, here too, it was usable. It was supposed to be either sel Hashem or sel Azaza. The other one dies, it's temporarily unusable. We now make a new agrala and match up a new one to it, it becomes reusable. Okay, but how are you so sure, by the way, that that's the case? I mean, maybe a balmum doesn't become usable again when it's healed. Vahata minala, how do we know that it's true? Oh, I know, because it says beferish in the Torah, So as long as mum bam, as long as the mum is in them, lo yiratzu lachem. Otherwise, what's the point of saying, restating this? You gave me a whole parsha of mumim, and now you're saying, mashchotam bam mum bam, lo yiratzu. What are you repeating it for? You told me that earlier. So in other words, you're saying, dafka, bisha'asha mum bam huda lo yiratzu. Only as long as the mum is present do we say that they're not usable. At the moment that it's healed, there's no problem. So now I can bring it as a carbon. So clearly, the Torah is telling you that the fact that something was near the nitche is not considered to be a permanent dihui. Therefore, in our case, the same thing is true. It was near, now it's nitche. The moment that you rematch it with a new Azazel or a new Lashem, as the case may be, you should be able to use the original. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, it seems to be a pretty good raya, actually, says Rabbi Yochanan, well, it's a good raya, but it only applies to that case. That is a unique case of mum. Why is it unique? Because mi et rachmana bahem. Why does it mean mashvatam bahem mumbam? What's the point of the repetition bahem? The point is, as long as mumbam, it's possible, but if not mumbam, it's kosher because balei chayim ena nidachin in the case of mum. But dafka bahem, I say, but any other dichui, for any other reason, other than a mum, I do not say that. I say, kol adichuyin, other dichuyin is permanent. Once something was near and something happened, other than a mum, something happened to prevent us from using it, such as our case, which is not a case of a mum, it's a case of the death of the other one, of the soyer mishtaleach, of the soyer lashem. So in that case, once it's nidcha, it's a permanent dichui. What does Rav do with that extra pasuk of the Bahem? Rav, Ahu Bahem means Be'enayu Hudalo Meiratzu. That doesn't mean to say only in this particular case. It means to say only in the case where the mum is evident on its own. But if now, let's say that we already had a carbon, we cut it up, Be'evarim, to bring to the Mizbeah. Now we have a pile of legs that we're going to bring up from a number of different carbonas. All of a sudden we discover, as we're doing the remainder of the work on one of the carbonas, we discover that it's a balmum. So, oh my God, what did we do with the other piece? I have no idea. It's mixed down with another 100 pieces. It comes along the Torah to tell me that even though normally you would say you're not allowed to bring it up to the Mizbeach, but if it's only by him, you can't bring it. If it's mixed, if it's a tarotas, you're allowed to bring it up to the Mizbeach. Whereas the Chachomim don't allow it to be brought up to the Mizbeach as a Chumrah, but Lamaise, if you have some kind of excuse that it shouldn't be a pagam in the Mizbeach. So let's say, in a case of Ayedei Tarovet Miratzu, like it says in the Mishnah, if it's done, Evarim Tmimim, Be'evarim Ba'alei Mumim, let's say I have a mixture of certain parts of the animal that were tummy of another animal, and now they get mixed with similar parts of an animal that was found to be a bamum. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, look, if you have any excuse, let's say, Karav Rosh Shalachad Miyam. Let's say I had already, before I realized the mistake, I'd already brought up one of the 15 different animals here. I brought up one of the heads, let's say. Let's not bring up all of the heads, because we'll be tailored to say that the one that was brought was the one that was the moon, the one that was from the animal that's a moon. How can I say such a thing with to be tailored? What kind of svara is that to be tailored? I know in a Durabbanan I could say that svara. In a Durabbanan, the Durabbanan were not mocked, we're on a suffix. And they said, like we had many very often, cases of Truma and so on, where we had problems with the mind. We relied on Taylor. Hey, you can assume that the right thing fell into the right place, and I use the rest. But in the Dereisa, we're going to say that Avorin, you could just assume. How can you assume? It must be that we really, with Dereisa, I don't have to be Machmer on this suffix. Because Mum Behem, Bafta Mashkatam Behem, only when it's Be'inayu, but not when it's in a mixture. The Rabbanu want to be Machmer, but not in a case where you could be Tolet. So you brought up one of the legs, bring all of the legs. Assume that the one that was brought up was the already dealt with the problem leg. You want to bring up, if one of the heads was Nikra, bring up the rest of the heads, and so on and so forth. So therefore it's clear, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's clear that since he relies on Tolim, must be that indeed it's only a Darabonim, and Yeraisa by him means Ayidei Tarovet Ismut. So Rabbi Eliezer, Amen, Karav HaRosh Shalachadmiyam, Yikarvu Kol HaRoshim, Kira'av Shalachadmiyam, Yakrivu Kol HaKra'ayim Kulam. Whatever part you could be Taylor, bring up those parts. The Chachomim Omrim, Afilu Karvu Kulam Chutz Mechav. I don't care if you had 300,000 and you brought up 299,999. The one that's left, you're not Taylor that the other ones were the one. You have to throw that one out. You have to go out. And it should be Yotzel Beit HaSrifa. Tosfos and the Tosfos Yishonim say that it could be Afilu Aliba the Rabbonim that it's a riot, not only Aliba the Rabbonim. Why? Because it's clear from the Rabbonim that as far as the one that's already on the Mizbeach, we don't take it off the Mizbeach. We don't take it off of the Mizbeach. So it must be that really Midiraisa is suitable for the Mizbeach. And it's not so locked, my Shomzeach. So therefore, it could be it's a riot Afilu Boshit. Obviously, we're being Machmir, but that Chumr is Midirabbonim. This is a din in Kotchin. Similar, it's one of the dinim of Tarovis, but it's based on other issues over there. All right, so that means that according now to Rav, I don't have a pasuk to tell me that only Bali Mumin go back to being Roy and not anything else. Why? Because I use this to tell me that Bali Mumin are only Usher when they're Be'enayu, not when they're in the Tarovis. So why indeed does only Rav hold that way? Well, why can't Rabbi Yochanan use the pasuk for that too? Rabbi Yochanan, what is he? Where does he know this from? Ve'ida? No, he said, I agree with you. That halacha is correct. Obviously, look, it's a mission. I'm not going to argue with me. And the mucker for it, I agree with you, is from the pasuk of Bahen. But nonetheless, did you have to write Bahen? You couldn't have said Bom. It's a Bahen. There's two different words here. One is Bahen only when it's Zogia Bahen, and the other one is Bom. So from one we learn, excuse me, this is too expensive. This is fine. When you get back to a state of calm, and then and you have a thermos that doesn't cost money, but it's ridiculous to pay them so much money for this. Please do me a favor. What do you say? Peanuts? Peanuts? I didn't realize we had such an usher by us. Listen, we can use a lot of other things in this room. I mean,
Zulu language.
I'm going to have to start bringing now for you in order to save you the money. It'll be a competition. I'll get here first. So therefore, I have two different psukim here. One is Mumbahim, and I also have the additional diuk that I could have said Mumbam and told me the same thing. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, one of the diukim comes to tell me only if the Mum is Be'inayu, but not if it's Be'tarovet. And the other one comes to tell me the only time that we say that when something was nidche, if it gets healed, like the Baal Mumo there, that when it becomes kosher again, it's usable, is only here, by Mumin, but not by any other psul. In any other case, a Baalei Chaim would be nidachim. Okay, so it turns out that the machlokes is whether we darshan Mum Bam or Mum Bahem, because Rav says, I don't hold it that Bidah, Bahem, and Bam, Bahem, Lo Darish. I don't see that as two separate drush. Okay, so that's what it boils down to. So now we're saying that the question in the Mishnah of which one we're going to use and which one we're going to allow to get a mum and we'll sell it and we'll use its money for nedava is dependent on this question. If you hold that Baalei Chaim Nidachim, there's no way to use the Rishon Shebezug Rishon because it's already permanently pushed away and it's useless. If you hold Baalei Chaim Einan Nidachim, then what? Then you should be able to use either. And yet for some reason, Rav is saying you must use the new one, the one that you just did the Hagralah on together with the new matching one. Why? Asks the Gemara now. So one second, Rav. Okay, I understand you're saying Baalei Chaim Einan Nidachim. But so then that should mean you could use either one? Iboy Hai Nakriv, Iboy Hai Nakriv. I mean, if you're telling me that they're both kosher, the new one is certainly kosher. The old one is kosher because Baalei Chaim Einan Nidachim. So you tell me I have to adopt to use the old one. What's wrong if I use the new one? Ah, my Rav, because there's another issue over here. Rav Sava Laka Rav Yossi, Gama Mitzvah Berishon. Remember, we just had recently this sugya, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the mitzvah is Berishon. So wherever we have a case that we could use either an older thing or one that was recently made now as a replacement, we always go by the Rishon. Where is this Rabbi Yossi? Of course, the sugya we know, we just did it. Hi, Rabbi Yossi. E name Rabbi Yossi the Kupot. If you're going to tell me it's referring to Rabbi Yossi the Mishnah in Shkolin, that has to do with the reason that the Kupot were numbered Aleph Beit Gimel Titznan. Remember the story over there was Shalosh Kupot Shalosh Shalosh Sain Shebehem Torminat Alishka Vekatuv Alayhem Aleph Beit Gimel Vetanya Om Rabbi Yossi explained Lama Katuv Alayhem Aleph Beit Gimel Leida Izameyam Nitramarisha. It's important for us to know which one of the containers was the first to fill with coins from the Lishkata Gazit. Why is it important to know? We should use it first to purchase the Korbanot from the Trumat Alishka. Why is it? What's the difference? Which one we use? It's always a mitzvah to use the first one that came into your hand. By the same token, over here I have an option of using either the original Sarah Lashem, let's say, or the new replacement Sarah Lashem, that I have to match up with the new Sarah Mishtalayah. Which one shall I use? Mitzvah Berishon. That's what Rishon usually means. I didn't. But if you imagined it, then cancel it. And if I did, I cancel it anyway.
Yeah. Is there any other case where we have something that's mizubar, something else is specifically not mizubar? Do we have any other...
I can't think of one where it's ma'akev that it should be mizubar. I mean, we had other cases. We had a number of other cases.
Right, so there's nothing that says permanently mizubar as this has apparent, or is apparently saying.
I'm not quite certain what you mean in terms of ikuva. We had a number of cases. We had Tzibore Bitzora. We had Musaf and Mishab.
But they were never linked directly at one team.
Yes, they were linked to one to the other.
So we were sure linked to one to the other and you couldn't replace one.
That's another question. Is it ma'akev or not? We haven't said over here it's ma'akev either. So I don't understand what the question
this
is. We have many other cases that are the same as this case.
We have nothing else with the Goral where it specifically proves that these two were linked together.
So you've thrown in a number of issues. There's no other case of a Goral. That is correct.
So then apparently there is nothing else that has any outside influence that made it Mizuva
Yah. Wow.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to make it so it's not confusing.
I could just imagine what would happen if you were working on a confusion. Lord help us. But you know what? You'd be great for the government spokesman.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So now, according to Rav, the reason, the Gemara is saying, the reason that we would go Dafka for the first one is because he holds with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, look how important it is to be Madaik, to use the first thing that comes to hand. He actually wrote Aleph Beit Gimel on the Kupot in order to see to it that you use the very first one. Says Gemara, how does that prove anything? Over there, obviously, I wanted to use the first one. But that's because at the moment that I took the first one, it's the only one, correct? The instant I take money, I put it into Kupot. So the only one that can be used. But over here...
Welcome back.
Welcome home, Richie!
I gotta say this time.
You got an excuse. What time did your flight arrive?
Right at 5 in the morning.
Yeah. You know, I couldn't remember. I thought that's what you said. I wanted to call to welcome you.
Yeah, but
I was afraid. What if Lamais had come in earlier and you just got to bed?
No.
You're the crazy.
Why
can't
I get to
take
a photograph when I can sleep during it?
All right. Very good. So anyway, over here, however, at the moment that it comes now, the time that it's roy to use this korban, I have two possible korbanot to use. How do you prove from here that I should use dafka the rishon? So therefore, it's not a good question, not a good right. Ella Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. Of course, we know all of this. We just did this. It's Rabbi Yossi ben Agea korban Pesach. Gitanya, amafrish pischovi avad. How about somebody sets aside korban Pesach gets lost? He goes ahead and he's mafrish achar tachav. The achakach nimtza rishon. Now he finds the first one, and it's still before chatzot. Mind you. So in other words, he now has two Korbanot Pesach, both of which become suitable to be makir for the same instant. Now you can't say the story you said before because it's the only one there was. It's two simultaneously, just like in our case. And what do you use? Are shneim amdim? So the chachamim say, take whichever one. It's not kamina. Eizem ham sheir tzeik divrei chachamim. Was Rabbi Yossi or mitzvah berishon? Since Rav holds mitzvah berishon, and since baalei chayim einan nidachim, so I now have two possible Korbanot for the same purpose. So therefore, Rav said, but don't use either one. Don't pick one at random to use. Use the first one because of this din of mitzvah berishon. So now we understand the machlokas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it couldn't possibly mean use the first one because the first one is already nidcha. Aye, what about a balmum? Balmum's a unique case. It says, Bahem, only in this case you can go back to being roy. Not in any other case. So therefore, you have no choice. You can only use the new one. Rav says that no, you could use either, because Balmum serves as a template for all similar cases. Something is possible, becomes kosher again, use it. And, not only that, when you have an option of using two things that are equal, always go for the first one. Therefore, it's best to use the original one, says Rav, not the new one. Right? This is the machlokas now. The im. Ayash, and he mufkar mimen, and Rabbi Yossi agrees that if the second one is of better quality, okay, so then of course go for the second one. So then yivienu. Tosa says it could be an arm mishnah, would also agree, right? Possibly. In other words, when Rav said hasheni, maybe he was talking about assuming that they're both of equal quality, but enochinami. Maybe if the original was a better quality, the second one, the new one, is a better quality, maybe enochinami. Okay. I mean, he also suggests that it could be that it's, that klal wouldn't apply over here, even if it's a nivkar mimen. And that's it only really if it got be the carbon pass. But okay, but it could. No, it's not necessarily little gayar to give this pizza. Omar Rava says, Rava, you know, if you look into it carefully, it's pretty clear from the lashon of the Mishnah that the Mishnah is following Rav's approach, and that you should use the original. On the other hand, if you take a look in the Braita that expands our Mishnah, it's more mashma like Rabbi Yochanan's approach. And the Braita is kabati de Rabbi Yochanan. The matnitin is kabati de Rav. Look at the language, and you'll see why I say that. Diktani. Im shall shame mate. Here's the quote. Quote. What do you say if shall shame mate? You say the following. Zeh shalav agora l'shem yitkayim tachtav. The new one shall take the place of the one that was originally meant to be l'shem. Implication being, yes, and the other one remains the way it is. You're only making one change. That's what you're saying. Isn't that what the language is, Mashma? The one that was I now made l'shem should take the place of the original l'shem. Yeah, and the other one, the sawyer? No, nothing. I don't have to do anything about the sawyer. Lazazel. That remains the same way it was. That's clearly the Mashma, that idach kitakoy koy. I'm not making any changes when it comes to the other one. That's the simple meaning of the words. Mashe kein the bride as kli Rabbi Yochanan. Kavati the Rabbi Yochanan. You're telling there it says sheni. Mishnah said sheni eni yodea. When you say the second one should go off the pasture, the eni yodea. This became, of course, the way the klal of talking about the chuyim, even in English. You know, they send them out the pasture. So the that's interesting. So they don't say golf. They say the pasture. They were all basically on this mission. So Kavati Rabbi Yochanan. You're telling sheni eni yodea. Sheni shebezuk rishon. Which one did you mean when you say the other one goes out to pasture? Kishu Omer. Now, take a look at the pasuk and you'll see the answer. It says, "Asair asher Allah alav agora lazazel yomad chai lifnei Hashem." It has to be standing. So yomad chai means it shall remain standing alive, but not that the other one with which it was matched with the goral should be dead. Huh? My mashba, boy, this I gotta see. How do you get that from that pasuk? Yomad chai, but not that the other one is dead. That's interesting. Where do you see that? No, the meaning is this: yomad chai. Yomad chai means stand it now to be there alive. You're doing a shchit on the other one. This one should be yomad chai. But over here, it was kvar amad chai. That's what I mean. So when you say yomad chai, you mean let it keep standing. Oh no, it has to be stood up chai. That's the point. So in other words, once one had already been standing, and the one that it had been standing with had died, now you want to come and you bring another one, and you're going to say that's called yomad chai. That's still omed chai mikodem. So therefore, it must be that I have to go and match it up now with the new one, not that I can use the old one. Therefore, the meaning in the Mishnah must be the second one, meaning the original one, second one of the original pair, shall be sent out to pasture. But what else could it be? So Yomad Chai v'lo shekvar amad. Now Lamaisa, it's very interesting because this is a new limud. This isn't where Rabbi Yochanan got his limud. Rabbi Yochanan learned it out from Bahim. But this is the only case in which we don't say we won't say Balachai midokim permanently. I mean, obviously, the author of this braita doesn't really agree with Rabbi Yochanan, because otherwise, what is he bringing a raya now from Yomad Chai? He should say, we learn out from the sugya of Balei Mumin that Balei Chayim Nidachim. It says Bahem only in this case. In any other cases, it's not. So it says Enafinami. What you have to say is that when it says Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, it means Tani Kavasi the din of Rabbi Yochanan, but not for the same time of Rabbi Yochanan. That we often find. But it's following the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that Balei Chayim Nidachim. Now, excuse me a moment, but I've lost track of the Mishnah. Can we get back to the Mishnah again? Tonight, the Mishnah continues and says, V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. After Rabbi Yehuda finishes saying, no, I disagree with you. I don't care if it's Korban Sibor. It still has to die because it's a chatas that you were nitchaper be'acheret. That's one of the five chatot ha-mitot. Sibor yochid makes no difference. You cannot use that money for nedava. It's doomed. You have to let it die and that's all. Now, what do you mean now with the next thing? The ode. Furthermore, I say, says Rabbi Yehuda, that if the dam of the par had been spilled out, which would mean that now you have to make another par to match it. So what shall you do? Then Yomuta Mishtaleach. Thank you. You just said that. I understand that. I had to make a new go round. So now I have a korban that you said already that. I don't get it. You said that a korban of a tzibur also died. Meta Mishtaleach, you're telling me? Yishafech Adam. Yeah, okay. I mean, that, no, we're not arguing about it. I mean, what if it's not a balchai? That it's nitcha? Of course, yeah. Adam isn't a balchai. So what exactly are you adding with va'od? I'll tell you. Obviously, va'od means I furthermore disagree with you on another point. What's that other point mean? So, you see, Bishlev the Rabbi Yochanan. I can explain to you what that other point is. Rabbi Yochanan says, Balei Chai Nidachim, right? Ah, so then, what would Rabbi Yehuda mean? He would be saying like this. First of all, I argue with you about whether we would say Yera'eh, or whether we would say that it's got to die. That's my first thing. But the other thing that I argue with is that I disagree with the one that you're saying is usable. You're saying that we could use the first one. And I'm saying, no, the Sheni Shebezug Rishon is not usable, and therefore it also must die. So then there would be now a very good explanation. Okay, so he's coming along to say now that the din would be that Balei Chayim are nidachim, so mishimachi yamuta mishtaleach. But according to Rav, if Rav holds Balei Chayim ain't nidachim, so I don't understand that. So why would he be saying, and I disagree with you, you cannot use the Sheni Shebezug Rishon, why not? Am I yamuta mishtaleach? Omar lecha Rav, excuse me, I wasn't talking about Rabbi Yehuda, obviously, I was trying to explain to you the sheet of the Mishnah, of the Chachomim. That's the whole point, is that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. There's two things Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with. First of all, he's saying, look, Whichever the second one is, I can tell you one thing. It's not going to be used for nedava because it's a chatash and it's chapra bala bakaras, and therefore it has to die. Secondly, I don't even agree on which animal we're talking about. You're saying that we should use, as I said Rav, you're saying, chachamim, that we should use the first one because mitzvah b'rishon and because balei chayimin anidachin. I may disagree with you or agree with you about mitzvah b'rishon, but it's irrelevant. There is no b'rishon because balei chayimin anidachin. Therefore, the other one of the first zug is useless. What do you do with it when it's useless? You got to let it die because it's chatas yibush mentioned. It's chapra b'akar. Now I have a beautiful understanding of this mishnah. It says Rav, on the contrary, if anything, it works out better than according to me. I'm telling you what the chachamim hold that the balei chayimin anidachin comes along. Rabbi Yehuda says va'od. I've got another problem. Doesn't explain himself, but by using that word va'od, he makes it very clear. There's something he doesn't like about our original, about the Tanakama's approach. What would that be? They're arguing about which animal to use. So that means he's also, there's a sub-argument in the Mishnah about whether balei nechayim and nidachin. Excuse me, as a matter of fact, with Yochanan, can you explain to me what the other va'od is? What exactly is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Because according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, the Chachamim also agree that balei nechayim and nidachin. And the one that we're talking about is anyway only the new one. Can't use the first one. So what exactly is Rabbi Yehuda adding here? That the Yomut on Mishnah? He said that. He said Yomut. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. No, excuse me. Even though it's a tzibur, Tomut. No. So what's the va'od? So the contrary. If anything, it only works out according to me. It doesn't work out according to you. What are you asking me questions for? So Omer L'charav, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda L'kami. Ki kami, I'll leave it to Rabbana. Points out the Gemara. You know what? Indeed, that makes the Mishnah work out only according to Rab. So Bishlam L'charav, Bahav Ligi. That would explain the Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana. That Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbana. That Rabbi Yehuda holds Balakai Nidach and Rabbana holds Balakai Nidach, and therefore go and use the first one. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what are they arguing about? But my plege, on my Rabbah, look, guys, we already said that Deika Matzlisik Abasi the Rabbah. You bring me another Rabbah. The Mishnah clearly is following Rav's approach. We already said that. So you're pointing out that not only is the language Mashman Rav's approach, but also the fact that we're going to have a difficult time explaining the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, the second Machlokas, the hidden Machlokas, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. True. We'll have a difficult time. And therefore, I've already pointed out earlier, right here on Amud Beis, I've already pointed out that the Mishnah indeed works out better according to Rav. The question as to why this isn't a fatal objection to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a fatal objection. So Tosis goes through all Cheshbon how we could have worked out a sort of dochuk second hidden machlokas, which the Gemara doesn't like and therefore isn't ready to say it. It's okay, so it's like a more mashma like Rav. Now, can we read also the next piece in the Mishnah just to make sure that I have it clearly? Tonight, the Mishnah continues on. The Chachomim say that it doesn't die, and that we use its money for nedava. She'in chatat zibur meta, right? Now, implication is, therefore, that, however, in a similar case, if this hadn't been a chatat zibur, and it had been a chatat yachid, there would have been nothing to do, and the animal would have had to have been allowed to die. Now, once you say that, boy, do you open up a can of worms. Because that is a very clear indication as to what the case has got to be, because not every case of a chatas shenit chapru alea. Yeah. So, not in every case do we say that it's beta, even if it's a yachid. So now we're going to have to match up a case of a tzibur here to a case which, had it been a yachid, would have died, right? So let's take a look now. Bishlema. So now, if you agree that the case is going according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Rabbanan, who said that the sheni yera'eh is referring to the sheni shebezug rishon because balei chayim anidachin, so they neinu chinami. In a case where an animal had been lost by a yachid, replaced by another carbon, and now he utilizes the second carbon as his chata, then eino chinami, the first chata is a chata shenitzchapru ba'aleha and would have to die, and therefore the chachamim would have to assert the only reason I'm saying you can use the money and it doesn't have to die is because we're not dealing with a yachid, we're dealing with a tzibur. Why do I say that? So Bishleim Rabbi Yochanan says that if we're talking about using the first, this new one, and the first one now is left behind, so then it's true. Ki Rav Abba Amar Rav, the Omer Rav Abba Amar Rav, hakol modim. Even though there's a machloket, how far this extends, there's no question about a case where you had lost your original carbon, went ahead and set aside a new carbon, and then you had the two carbonas, you chose the ena avuda, that is the new one. In that case, definitely the original one is kaput. Okay, so then that's the case over here, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The case is, the original one indeed is kaput. I couldn't use the original one because of nidachin, and now it's left over. So, balei chayim nidachin, this was the wrong one. So what should I do with it? Yera'eh? No, In a case of a Yorkin?
Yes.
In a case of a Tzibur. That's what the Rabbanon would be saying. But according to Rav, the case is that the Sheni that it's referring to that should be a Ra'eh is the Sheni Shebezuk Sheni. And which one do you use now to be Mitchaper with the first one? The point, however, is that in Tumura, it's clear that in such a case where you went ahead and used your original korban, then we do not look at the second korban now as the chata shenitzchapru bale abacharis. We look at it essentially as tashlum in the rishon, sort of, which is sort of the moser that I originally had set aside, and there's nothing wrong with it. I can use it even as a yachid. So then, why did the chachamim have to justify their position that I should be able to use the money only because we're talking about a chatas yachid? Chatas yachid would have been exactly the same case. There's got to be a raya that it's going like Rabbi Yochanan. Otherwise, the word she'in chatas tzibur mesa simply make no sense. Even if it had been a chatas yachid, it wouldn't have been mesa. Mm-hmm. So that's called achrayut mitzvah. And now, I set aside two chataot just in case something. I've been waiting to get to Yerushalayim just in case something happens to my other garment. Set aside another one. It's called achrayut. Something should happen to this one. I should be able to use the other one. Over there, it's not called the chatas mesa. When I use the other one, it's called achrayut. It was originally set aside for that purpose. So here's the same thing. So if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, then it makes perfectly good sense. The original one was nitche, and as a nitche was unusable, and that was the skaper b'acheres, it has to die. But if you're telling me that I have two chataot here, basically. That's the case that Rav said. I have two chataot, choose whichever one you want. So you're telling me, well, you should choose the first one. Okay, I'll choose the first one, because Rav Yossi, it's a mitzvah, whatever. But I mean, it certainly wasn't nitche in that sense. So that means it boils down to achrayut. So Rav, havali kemafri shtei chataot l'achrayut, v'om Rav Oshaya, ifri shtei chataot l'achrayut, mitchaper be'achat mehen, v'ashnei ateira'eh. Even with a yachid, who sets aside two animals to use for the same purpose, even for a korban chatas, use whichever one you want, which is exactly what the case is over here. And even as a yachid, the other one falls to the other. So why did the chachamim have to justify themselves by saying, since the chatas tzibur, therefore we're telling you it doesn't have to die? Who cares if it's not a chatas tzibur? Ah, well, yeah, but remember, you don't really have the option of using either, because didn't we say the Rav holds of Rabbi Yossi? So kiven yomer Rav Rav Rabbi Yossi Savarlo. Rabbi Yossi's injunction to use dafka the rishon. So at the moment that you went ahead and did this agrala, and you created a new one, basically you were being mafresh le'ibud, not la'afrayud. Because you knew perfectly well, the one that you're going to be using is the other one, and this one is not usable. So that's the same thing, therefore, as being mafresh le'ibud. It's almost as strong a dichui, in a sense, since I know I can't use it, as Rabbi Yochanan's dichui. You're saying, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I didn't have an option. And therefore I understand that had it been a yachid, it would have needed to die. According to Rabbi, you also don't have an option for a completely different reason. According to Rabbi, you don't have to option to use the new one. According to the old one, you don't have an option to use the old one, because it was mitzvah. According to Rabbi, you don't have an option to use the new one, because it's mitzvah berishayim. So it boils down to the same thing. And therefore, had it been a chatas yachid, then it wouldn't have been considered to be mufresh l'achrayut. It would be considered to be mufresh l'ibud. I know I'm not going to use it. Mufresh l'ibud in a yachid is to die. One of the chatot hametot. So therefore, it's only because it's a chatat tzibur over here that we say that it's okay. I was going to finish, but I'm getting a lot of blank stares.
Oh, I'm
enjoying
it.
Oh, good. You need a
I'm understanding it.
You need a psychiatrist.
I got you. What else?
Okay, so do you think maybe we should review it briefly, or would you like to just talk over what we did over here? Basically, what happened is we were left with this rather vague Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when you've got to replace one or the other, you're going to have to make a goral. You're going to get one result of the goral that you're going to be able to use. You're going to be left with two of the other, whichever it was that had died. You're going to be left with two of the one that hadn't died. So what do you do with? Well, we use one of them, and the other one you're going to go and let it get a mum, and you'll take its money, and you'll use it for an adav. But it didn't explain what the other one was. So it could be maybe you use the two new ones, and the other one means the one that was left over from the first group. Or maybe you only use the new one that you need to use, and you go back and use the original one. And now the other one of the new one should be the one whose money falls from the adav. That was left up in the air in the Mishnah. So the truth is we have two approaches. And what does the issue revolve around? The first thing that the issue revolves around is whether I have any option at all. Because if you hold that Baalei Chaim, the moment that they become possible for some reason, and I can't use them, I'm never able to use them again, even though I've addressed the problem, such as this case, where during the period that the other one of the matched group had died, either the Sar Lashem or Sar Lazazel, the other one was clearly unusable during that period. So now the question is, do I have an option of using it when I fix what was missing? That's called Balei Chayim Nidachim or Einam Nidachim, that issue. So if you hold Balei Chayim Nidachim, so then I know what the Mishnah must mean. It can't possibly mean use the original one. The original one is kaput. Because since, for whatever, those 5 minutes, however long it took me to do a new goral, there was no way to use it. I can't just go back now, plug in a new carbon to it, and say, okay, now it's usable again. There is a place in the Torah where we do find such a thing, namely Balei Mumin, that were fixed, and there the Torah says you can use it. But that's a unique case. The Torah went out of its way to say, only in this case, by him. That's what the Ofer mentioned. In any other case, you don't have any option. The first one is no longer usable. You're going to have to use the new one. Therefore, when the Mishnah said, let it go out the pasture and use its money, clearly it's referring to the original one, because it's not usable anyway. Therefore, let it go out the pasture. Rav says, no, not at all. The case of the Baal Mum that now becomes reusable is actually a model for all such similar cases. Something was unusable for a brief period, so now you fixed it, it's usable. So in our case, the original one is perfectly usable. Now, you'd say, okay, so then that means you have your choice. The Sheni, you're saying, would mean either one, whichever one you do. No, says Rav, because there's another issue over here. The other issue is Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, always go for the first thing that you had set aside for a purpose. Okay, so that means, according to Rav Yossi, I'll use the original one, I'll match up to it the new one, plug it in, and I learn out from the dinim of Balei Mum that once you fix the situation, which I do over here by replacing the missing zug, once I fix the situation, I can now use the original. Since I can use the original, I must use the original.
What do you do with that?
You let it go to pasture. That's the one it's referring to. Because it's a chatas sibur, there's no problem of it's being made. Now, the problem, however, is that there's another issue here, which is that the Mishnah says the only reason that it's okay to let it go out the pasture instead of dying is because it's a carbon sibur. But in the equivalent case of a carbon yochid, indeed, I wouldn't have had the option. I would have had to let it die. Now, the thing is that not every single case where a carbon yochid was brought do we have the other one that wasn't brought die. For instance, if a guy sets aside two carbonates, he's got now an option of using one or the other, and he ends up using one and not using the other. That's not called a chatas that has to die. So then that means we've got a problem, because according to Rav says the case in the Mishnah is precisely that. You've got two animals, use either one. So that's the equivalent of achrayut. You have a backup, that's all. So there's a redundancy built in. A built-in redundancy we never say is meta. So then why, according to Rav, he's got a real problem over here. According to Rav, since I had two animals of which I could use either one, why did the Rabbanan have to justify the allowing the money of the other one to be used based on the fact that it's not a carbon yochid, it's carbon sibur? Even if it had a carbon yochid, it would be exactly the same. That's the problem. Okay, so on that, the Gemara says, it's true that theoretically you could have used either. But since you knew at the moment that you set aside now the new agrelah, that you don't really have an option. Why? Because of the mitzvah to use the first one. So that when you made this agrelah, you basically had in mind that this other one is not going to be used. Not that it's going to be a backup for achrayut. It's not going to be used. If it's not going to be used, then had this been a chatat yachid, it's basically a chatat shenitchaku ba'alei b'acharei. Therefore, the Chachamim had to now justify their position by saying, since it's a carbon sibur, that's the most basic issue here that we've done today, is to understand the structure of the Mishnah. Now, there's also a few diukim in the Mishnah we'd like to understand. The most important diuk is the strange closing of the Mishnah by Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda comes along and says, I disagree with you, because even though it's a chatat sibur, it should still be meta, you can't use that money. No yeira at yisai. Okay, that's very good, I understand that machlokas. And then Rav Yehuda adds something that is not an addition. And he says, the oath, furthermore, I say that if the dam was spilled, then the Mishtalech has to die. Yeah. You see, he just said that. He said that a chatas sibur that I'm not able to use has to die. No? So what's the vod? So it must be that vod is what he's saying is, I disagree with which one you're saying is usable. You're saying that the original one is usable. I'm saying the original one mate because it's not usable. Since it was matched to this blood, the moment this blood is spilled, it has to die. You tell me, no, bring other blood. No. Too late to bring other blood. Why? Because nitche. So I hold, says Rabbi Yehuda, that the chatas is nitche. The Chachamim apparently hold it's not nitche. That's what he's adding. Not only do I argue with you about whether you can use the money of the one that isn't nitche, but I also argue with you you about whether we're talking about using the first one or using the second one. So that works out very, very well, Aliba de Rav. It does not work out Aliba de Rav Yochanan, because Aliba de Rav Yochanan, all the time, the Chachamim, we're also talking about the one that's not going to be used, is the first one's not going to be used. So the moment Rav Yehuda says the words, well, if you're not going to use that first one, and the blood was spilled, then it's going to have to die. The moment he says the words, that Akatas Tzibur also has to die, he said that already. That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying, the moment you can't use it, it has to die. The only thing he might be adding is like Rav says, he's adding that I mean the first one has to die. And you meant the first one can be used. You thought I was saying the second one has to die. No. The first one has to die. So we're arguing about whether it's an Itcha, but a Libra Rav Yochanan, even the Chachamim agreed to that. So he's not adding a darn thing when he says Va'od. He's just blabbing. Obviously, Rav Yehuda wasn't just blabbing. Another thing that we want to understand in the Mishnah is the language. The language of the Mishnah that says, and what do you do if the Sarah Mishnah Hadai? You say, okay, the new one that was Ola Alava Goral for the Azazel should now be the new Sarah Mishnah. Yeah. And what about the other one? Mashma, you're not replacing the other one. You're only replacing the one that was broken, whichever one that is. Seems to be a clear indication that according to the Chachamim, it's indeed the first one that's used. The second one is now plugged in to the missing one in the original Zug. And it's the second one now of the new Zug that I'm not going to use. So now the Mishnah makes perfectly good sense. And indeed, Rava says, that's why I'm trying to tell you, the Mishnah really only works out properly according to Rav. First of all, look at the language. The language is basically saying, plug in the other one into the first Zug. That's what it's saying. That's exactly what Rav said. This is no problem by the time you talk. And we have a mitzvah rishon. Furthermore, when Rav Yehuda comes along and he says, Va'od, what is he saying? Not only do I argue with you about whether the one that I'm not using has to die or whether we can allow it to be sold, I have another point of contention with you. Because you said you could use the Rishon. You also said you should use the Rishon maybe, but what bothers me is you can't use the Rishon. Because the moment that you spill out that blood of the original, the Sarah Lashem, the Sarah Lazazel has to die. Why? Because it's Nitche. So in other words, I'm also arguing with you about your choice of which one it is, not only about what you do with that one that you can't use. Now the Mishnah is beautiful. We have a Machlokas. And we have a Machlokas, whether Achatas Tzibur could be Mesa or not Mesa. And everything else flows perfectly. Absolutely perfect. Okay? What's that? No, until tomorrow also, just have an alternative way of going through it. Im shall shame made ze shalava goral amara sheni means sheni shibazug rishani karev. The sheni in the Mishnah means that sheni shibazug sheni yera eh. Rav Yochanan amar sheni shibazug rishani yera sheni shibazug sheni karev. But Michael Biff again, Rav Savar Baalei Chayim einan nidachin. Rav Yochanan Savar Baalei Chayim nidachin. My time, the Rav, Yolafim of Fusizman. Mukhusizman, Rav Avagav the Ashlo Chazik Adam Yitzin Shapir, Domi Yochanan Miloshna. No, come on, me dummy. Hatam loit chazi klal. Hacha was already near him, then it became nidcha. Ela hainu taimed the rab, the yolif bi ba'amum over. Ba'amum over, lav apagav, the lo chazi hashta. But nonetheless, the moment ki yada mirse, shabri tami. So hachi nami lo shna? Bahata minale. Dechtiv ki moshkotam behem mum bam. Mum bam hu de lo yiratsu. Ha'avar mumam yiratsu. Rabbi Yochanan. Me drachmana vahem heimu dechi avad muman yiratzu avam muman yiratzu kol dechuyin other than balmum hoel v'nitchu nitchu. Rav says haru vahem, that just means not the case. It means only be'inayu delo miratzu ho al yedei tarovet, it is miratzik and it's not evarim tmimim that get mixed with evarim ba'alei mumin. So Rav Eliezer amim karav harishon shalachad miyam yakrivu kol arashim kulam. Or if kra'av shalachad miyam, so then yakrivu kol akra'ayim kulam. V'chachamim omim afilu karvu kulam. Chutz miyachad miyam, we got to worry that that one is the one that was from the Balmum, and yetzei lebet asrifa. And how indeed does Rav Yochanan know this? V'idach? Idach, he learns it from bam bahem. Whereas Rav says, there's no two words here, there's one word. Bam bahem lo dorish. Okay, fine. So according to Rav or Lefepelik, I may none nidachim. But then, Iboy, I nakriv, Iboy, I nakriv. Why do you say you have to use the one that you just made as the nuzub? I mean, why, you have to use the original one. Amarava Rav Savalak Rabbi Yossi, Yom Mitzvah Berishon. Where does Rabbi Yossi say that? Iname Rabbi Yossi de Kupotetan Shalosh Kupot Shalosh Shalosh Sarim Shemen Tolmin Tatarish Kafa Katuva Lemala Beit Gimel. Vitanyam Rabbi Yossi Loma Katuva Lemala Beit Gimel Ideas and Mamet Tuemet Rishon Lavim and Rishon. She Mitzvah Berishon. How can you bring a riot from there? Dilma Shane Atta de Vida Nitchazika Maita. Loit Chazabat Raitas was the only one for a period. Ela Rabbi Yossi de Pesa, Vitanya. I'm refresh Pishovavat. We fresh Acher Tachta before Chatzot. Vakakach Nimtes to before Chatzot. So Nimtza Rishon Rishneim Omdim now at Chatzot Eizem Em Shir Tzei Yakriv Divrei Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi says no Mitzvah Berishon unless Imaya Sheni Mufchar Mimenu Yivienu Omar Rova Deka Matnitin Kavati Rav Ubraita Kavati Rabbi Yochan Matnitin Kavati Rav Diktani Im Shal Shein Meid Zeh Shalav Agarala Shein Yitkayim Tartav. Yes, go ahead. What about the other one? No, the other one I don't have to address. So in other words, you're saying Yidach Kedekoi Koi? It's the way it was, which means I could use the first one. Baraita's Meduyak Kevati to Rabbi Yochanan, Diktani. Sheni. You're talking about Sheni. Which Sheni? Any of them Sheni, Shebezuk Rishonim, Sheni, Bezuk Sheni. Kishuhu Omer Yeomat Chai. The only way to understand that has got to be the new one, Velo Shechaver Omeid. What? My mashma from there, I don't get it. Yomat Chai Velo Shekvar Amad. So now, for all intents and purposes, the other one had died. It had already been standing there. Tanan. The old Amar Rebbe Yudah Nishpach Adam Yom Buta Mishtaleya. Meta Mishtaleya Kishafech Adam. So Bish, label Rebbe Yochanan Yomar Baalei Chayim Nidachim. So I understand why Rebbe Yudah said Yom Buta Mishtaleya in that case. According to Rav, who says Baalei Chayim Einan Nidachim, why should we say Yom Buta Mishtaleya? You don't understand. That's the whole point. I'm not talking Alib the Rabbi Yehuda. That's exactly why Rabbi Yehuda argues. Alib the Rabbi Yehuda lo kamina ki kamina Alib the Rabbana. And Rabbi Yehuda is coming now to add another machloket. Oh, you know, that's really true. It's a bishop of Rabba pligi Rabbi Yehuda for Rabbana. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no new machloket over here, but my pligi. On my Rabba, well, I told you, I'm reading Daika Matita, Kavati the Rab. Now, the Mishnah also said, "In katat sibur meta." The implications being that in a similar case, the yochin ki agavna meta. So, Bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, that's the case. It would be meta, as Rabbi Abba Amarav points out in Tamura. The Amar Rabbi Abba Amarav, "Akol modin in itchaper b'sheina avuda," that then the first one definitely it would be meta. So since over here we're saying the first one is usable, I have to justify it. Why is it usable? Because it's a chatas sibur. Ela l'rav. It's like avi lekamar v'shtei chatot l'achrayut, since you could use either one. So in a case where they were both there, you ended up using now the avuda and not the ein avuda. So you just had another one for achrayut. V'yom raboshay v'shtei chatot l'achrayut. You could choose anyone you want. V'ashniyat te'ra'eh, even in a korban yachid. So over here also, even had it been a korban yochid, I can use either one that I want according to Rav. So why should it be meta? Ah, but kiva diyama rava, that Rav Savalak Rav Yossi, diyama mitzvah berishon, so you don't really have an option, do you? So meikora kemafrishli ibudami, and therefore it's the same as it would be in a chatas yochid where you were mischaper with the eina avudah.